There's a madman with a mad plan, and he's dancing at your door. Oh, what to do? What to do when the walls are built to crumble? There's a madman with a mad plan, and he waits for us to stumble.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And sorry, I'm having some major headphone troubles
right
now.
That's a lot. Oh, wow. I can hear myself for the first time in 4 weeks.
Oh, the tables have turned.
Yeah, I sound awful, but you know.
All right, so we got a... Wow. I am having so much trouble right now.
Oh, I'm James, by the way.
Oh, and I'm Kevin. Wow, this was the worst intro ever.
I mean... considering the fact that we started like 6 minutes late, that wasn't our fault, though.
Did I even say you were listening to WJRH?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
That was the
I was
first
so
thing
concerned
you
with
do.
The board.
No, you're
it
fine.
Just, it's, now it's just like a reflex. It just happened. I didn't even think about it.
No, that's fair. You're good.
As soon as I hit live, it was just going. All right, so it is a London-esque day here at
Lafayette.
Yeah. This always makes this weather, like light overcast, makes me think of London.
I had a friend who lived in London, and she said that every single day it was just depressing. Like, the whole atmosphere is just kind of, it just brought her down the whole time.
Right.
I don't know. It just lives in some kind of Victorian past where everything is always dreary.
They really do have, I think most days in London, I think statistically,
like 200
are
some odd, probably.
Overcast,
yeah.
And there's rain. And you have, like, you know, the steam, yeah, like, Victorian, like, steam going through the streets, Jack the Ripper-esque, like,
yeah,
you know.
Serial killers and all, yeah.
I always listen Lovely to, people. You ever hear Werewolves of London?
Yes, I have.
That's one of my favorite songs. I don't know why, either. It's not a very, a very remarkable or profound song.
I mean, you can
I just
enjoy
like
it.
It
as much as you want.
But this, I always listen to that, like, walking class to class, like, on days like this.
Hmm.
Either that or some, like, 70s soft rock.
Oh, I've been on a binge, So it's the first half of Hamilton, right? I listen to that. And then I listen to exactly 4 different Disney songs.
Wow.
Stay tuned to find out which ones. Anyway, so... yeah, entice them to stay. They're like, oh,
well,
wow,
actually, I have right? 4... I think I listened to exactly 4 Disney songs on the way home last week.
All right, here. Let's say it one by one.
All right, well, how about we both pick our top, and we'll on the count of 3, we'll say what it is.
Our top 4 or top 1?
Our
we can't
top
be like...
of the 4.
Okay,
our,
yeah.
Okay. 3. Ah! All right, we'll start from 3.
3, 2, 1.
I just can't wait to be king.
That is up there. That is one of the songs.
Okay. Wait, what'd you say?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have you heard Moana yet? Or have you seen Moana?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so...
is that Lin's song?
Huh?
Is that one of Lin's songs?
No, it's Dwayne the Rock Johnson's song, actually. Lin was the composer.
The modern poetic.
No, okay. If I may, one of our songs today is going to be You're Welcome.
Okay, all right, no.
It's only like 2 minutes. We can just throw a bunch. But it's so upbeat. It's in my pitch range, and there's a part where he raps. And it's just like, I never thought I would see the side of the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just great. Moana, by the way. Great movie. If you guys could throw us a few dollars over at Disney, thank you.
Oh, please. Yeah. We probably get you all of... well, actually, my mom's listening, and she'll want to see it based on that.
It's really good. Mrs. Milton, definitely check it out.
Yeah, and also that's ad revenue, so thank you, Disney. I can prove that my mom will see it. But has it been getting the same acclaim that, like... Do you remember a Disney movie that just failed? Any major failures in Disney?
I really can't, but I know the last few ones, out of Disney Pixar, off the top of my head, Tangled did very, very well.
Right.
I know Inside Out did very well. I heard Inside Out was one of the greatest movies, animated films at least, of like the last decade.
I didn't enjoy it.
Really? You didn't?
Not at all. No. I thought it was so limited, and the concept was great.
Hmm.
But it was executed in such a... it didn't feel like an adventure. I don't know why.
Okay,
it felt like the parameters of the movie were very limited. You were in one of 3 places. It might have been a good allegory, and like it might have treated a very sensitive topic in a Disney fashion.
I think that's what they were going for.
That was good, but it wasn't fun. And Disney's supposed to be fun. Like, if you plan on tackling a big issue, like... I don't know. I like how Disney can make crippling depression a great time.
Yeah, right. It's so they just have some kind of cartoony storybook way of doing it. Doesn't seem as bad.
It's a little ridiculous though.
I mean, like if you can take something that serious and that real and turn it into something that kids can not only enjoy but maybe understand at a deeper level, I think that's pretty
good.
There's
probably limits to that logic, though.
That's also fair.
There's got to be some things that Disney cannot make happier.
Well, what do you mean?
Root canal. Like there's nothing.
We had Finding Nemo.
Wow. Yeah,
right?
I didn't even tailor pick that to.
I don't think they explicitly were like, all right, we're going to take out tooth C19 with this automated hydro drill and you're going to be in a lot of pain. Like, they didn't explicitly say that.
Right.
But she got the bag and all. And then she gets the fish because it's a reward for her going through this awful process, right?
That was deep.
Yeah.
You should be a film critic. I hated that girl.
Yeah.
That girl, when I was 10, I wanted to. I wasn't a very mad kid, but I wanted to punch her in the braces. Just mangled.
Why is it because she killed all the fish?
She was annoying.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it was, but like obviously she was supposed to be portrayed as annoying, but just her voice was nails on a chalkboard.
Oh yeah, I mean that's what they were going for, and I guess they succeeded.
Oh yeah, we went through three TVs because every time they popped that DVD, and I just punched the screen. That's the problem with liquid displays is you just wreck them.
Jesus.
Remember that reminds me. Remember there was a short period after post. Release of the Wii where people weren't wearing the wristbands.
Oh, and they just fling them at the television. Oh my god, yeah.
But it was historically just a very fortuitous happenstance is that liquid displays and like razor thin HD TVs came out around the same time, like were becoming more prevalent about the same time that the Wii technology was.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
People were buying like paper thin TVs.
It would literally crack in half. Like
that wouldn't happen with the traditional what is it called? I forget. It's like the fat one though.
Oh, the box ones.
Yeah, but it's like composite or
I don't know enough about television. To speak anything about that.
Do you watch a lot of television?
No.
Like, I used to...
I watched...
I think it's a dead medium. I didn't even plug my cable in this year.
I actually wrote a paper on this for CS200. Computer ethics for those who aren't frequent listeners. And one of the... Well, the paper was about collaborative filtering algorithms.
Oh, naturally. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, James, 1101111.
Yeah, I heard you use some 4 or 5 syllable words earlier, so this is my time to be my smart person. Basically, if you get down to the gist of it, it's how Amazon recommends products for you to buy based on products you've already bought, stuff like that. So one of the main points I had was that Netflix does this so well that, and combined with the ease of accessibility. And the streaming service, it's so... Like, you can watch whatever you want, whenever you want, right?
Uh-huh.
So why would you watch television?
Well, here's the thing I think television has going for it, and something that Netflix, I guarantee you, is going to steal in the next couple of years, is that people, of course, since television has been a thing, would say, gee, I really wish X was on right now, or whatever the thing was, but... The television, that stream of just random, the potpourri of channels, and you channel scrolling and channel surfing is not just a labor. It's most of the time when you're channel surfing, you're not looking for something specific. You happen upon something and you watch it and you go, oh, this'll do. But sorry about this. I just let this run for a while. Let's get back to the coffee table job. Anywho. There we go. Channel surfing and just being assaulted by all of this media is a good thing. Like, in Netflix, I'm sure everyone's had this. I literally... This happened to Julian the other day. He was sitting... He opened his laptop, and he got on his bed and was just sitting there looking at Netflix. And I went out to get something to eat, and I came back, and about a half hour later, he's still sitting there looking at Netflix.
Yeah, because...
because all that autonomy is actually annoying, because you can't think... You're like, there's so many things you can watch, but nothing's suggested.
Yep.
There's no, like, constant stream of... Or something, little vignettes to catch your eye. Like, usually you'll turn on Wicked Tuna, and you're like, this is stupid, but I like Wicked Tuna, because it's a stupid show. It's fun to watch.
Fair.
But it'll be a guy hauling in this... you know, 400-pound tuna, you're like, all right, cool. This is a lot of action going on. Netflix, there's none of that. You don't get to be put in media res and then just continue watching the show.
Okay, that's valid. I do experience a similar thing where so Netflix has the my list, the shows I've saved to watch.
Right.
And I have 15 shows in there, and I look at them. And I think to myself, I don't want to watch any of these right now. I don't know if it's because I don't want to have to try and commit to an entire series, which is another thing. Because if I feel like if I start a series on Netflix, I have to finish it, right? It's just kind of natural to fall into that. But the bigger thing, I think, is that the amount, like the sheer amount of media that there is to consume is ridiculous.
It's kind of annoying.
And I want to watch everything. And I want to see everything and do everything, but what do I want to see and do first, just in case I don't have time to see and do
anything
else?
And the problem is, you vacillate for so long that you end up not doing anything.
Exactly.
You go, should I watch this? Should I watch that? Should I watch that? And then an hour passes, you go, well, time to go to bed.
Yeah, it's the classic, do I go here or here or here? And, oh, everything already started. I'm going to be late no matter what.
Uh-huh.
Like, God, there's just so much.
And that's why I think, I don't know, I don't remember if we talked about this on the show, but it's a good corollary to that. Newspapers. I went to the communications high school, number 27 in the nation. Thank you very much. I just read a report on that.
sorry, I vomited in the studio.
Huh?
Well, I'll clean it up later.
I gotta stroke my ego.
Is that what you call it nowadays? Get that soundboard in here.
we really should have that. I can't. I don't want to take that from Danny.
Really,
that's Danny's thing.
I can't take that. I don't want that at all.
Anywho, that came out weird. We were told, or it was argued among our journalism teachers and our broadcast teachers, like, oh, print media is dead. Because. Obviously, I mean, you can find anything you want right now. Right now, I could find the news. Just click a button. It used to be you had to walk. Like, you had to move muscles and burn some calories to get the paper.
Hmm.
And now I could just go, there it is.
Oh my God, it's there. Wow.
That could have been bad. I could have just ended the show by accident. But, anywho, you... Now, the problem is people think print media is dead because they have that access. But... That access isn't... The beauty of a media outlet isn't simply to have the ability to find and capture news. Like, it's not just simply that they are the best people to capture news. Because nowadays, it's just bystanders that tweet the news.
Okay, yeah, that's...
But the issue is, you need a curator. Someone has to tell you, and people don't like this, but it's necessary. Someone has to pick the most important snippets and say, this is what you need to know to be informed.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're not going to read anything, or you're going to read so little of so many things that your knowledge will just dissipate. Those facts will just lap over each other and become nothing. And you won't be an informed citizen, like people are.
That was a
huge
concern.
People are
less
informed. I would love to know how informed the general American is now compared to, like, 1950.
Okay.
Because just... And think about it. This is 1950 to now... All they have is a paper, a daily, maybe weekly paper, and we have everything. I want to know how informed we are, even despite all that we have at our disposal.
In the same vein, the papers from 1950s and, you know, before we have all this information at our fingertips, that news source was inherently... Not necessarily inherently, but it had to be unbiased, right?
Well,
like,
what do you mean?
If you're getting newspaper from your local like reporting, right?
Uh-huh.
Reporting on local events, or even like on like large scale events during sometimes, you're not going to have a very biased viewpoint or a person who's writing that. Let me try to rephrase. In a different sense, nowadays, when you go for the news, right?
Uh-huh.
You get stuff from CNN, you get stuff from Fox. Like, these are all very biased sources, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, where you choose to get your news from is also... It also shapes your view on different situations, right? These news stations can report on the same event from two different political standpoints.
Right.
And I don't like talking politics, but that's a huge... Like, political bias is absolutely... evident in every type of news story, even if it doesn't have political affiliation with it. Like, even if it doesn't have anything to do with politics.
Right.
That's just something that happens.
Some ideological spin.
In the same vein, news outlets often, they just try to make everything, not necessarily everything, but I feel like the bad stuff gets reported more than the good stuff.
Well, of course it does.
Yeah, it's because people like reading about that. Delicious. As morbid as it is.
Who's going to want to read, like, things were well today? I'd rather, as soon as I see man gets caught on train track, I'm like, oh, yeah, what's going to happen?
And at some point it just becomes like a quarrel about who has the best worst story, rather.
Right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. And because it's a shock value that ropes people in, and then you just have these
competing
outlets. It's awful.
I wonder how sustainable that is, because, look, I like watching people get run over by cars going 80 on the freeway as much as the next guy.
God.
But
that's so morbid.
I wonder how sustainable that appeal to morbidity is, because after watching 8 guys get turned into a puddle of humanity that you need a shovel to pick up on the freeway, I'm done with it. Like, I don't want it anymore.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's... I think it's sustainable more so in short bouts than, oh, I'm going to go watch this for an hour. I'll read this 10-minute article, and then...
Like,
you know?
I watch, based on my father's habits, C-SPAN.
Okay.
C-SPAN isn't... It's no reporting, for the most part. When you're looking at Senate hearings and congressional committees, it's just a live feed of a camera during the hearing. There's nothing else. Mm-hmm. And then a subtitle telling you where it is and what they're seeing, what bill they're passing, etc. That is great news. And obviously, you can't expect news to be consolidated and packaged without humans sticking their dirty fingers everywhere.
Yeah, just trying to...
You know,
edit it to the
turning
liking,
a bar fight into you know,
an issue of race,
a quarl. Yeah,
yeah, it's
something.
That's a huge
over an thing ideological
too.
Thing because one guy, you know, was wearing a rosary and the other guy had his whatever. He had pocketed some literature about Nation of Islam. I don't know, but it's just stupid. All right, we're coming up to 17 minutes in. 42:45. we're about ready to go to some music. James, you want to start us off, or do you want me to kick us off?
Well, we're going to start off with You're Welcome Moana.
By Dwayne Johnson.
Anyone who has been with me in the past 5 days knows that I've listened to the song about 25 times an hour.
All right, so this is You're Welcome from Moana. Enjoy the music. We'll probably play another one or two after this. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. Just an ordinary demi-guy. Hey, what has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? Look at him, yo. Oh, also I lassoed the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also I harnessed the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say except you're welcome for the islands I pulled from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay, you're welcome. Ha! I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome, welcome to think of it. Did I
honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts. Sprouted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that, me, 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 Maui, just take it down.
come on.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. That last song was Silhouettes by Colony House, and I am still James.
And I'm still Kevin. And this is For We Folks.
And
it's the name of the song, For We Folks by Joey Alexander. We don't usually tell them what the music is in the background, but if you want... Oh, you good?
I'm getting like half... Oh, no, we're good, we're good. Yeah.
But if you want any to hear any of our background jazz, there's a playlist on Spotify. It's actually got a million followers.
You like jazz?
You like jazz? But it's called Coffee Table Jazz, and it is really nice. It's good for studying, and I just like listening to it Sunday afternoon.
Can we talk about the B movie? For like,
do we want to be the meme lords?
No, we don't have to be. I'm just...
Don't you hate those guys? You're like, memes. Pop culture.
Do you ever understand? Like, do you ever? Can you fathom how much popularity that kind of content gains?
Like,
what? I watched a video the other day that was Shrek, but without the main characters or the storyline.
Oh yeah, they are growing at an exponential rate.
I also
watched, like, for every one that's made, another two are made.
It's like a hydra. You watch one video and there's 12 more.
Uh huh.
I also watched another video. This one was great. It was All Star by Smash Mouth, right?
Oh, those are.
And
you're off to a good start.
Okay, well, I watched two. First of them was.
Let's be honest. You watched like 20. After.
I did. Fair, but like the two that stuck out most were, first of all, every word is in alphabetical order.
Oh, I watched that one actually.
That one's great.
Yeah.
The second one was the words are arranged by pitch. And I thought that one was...
Yes, I see that.
I thought that one was
too.
Hilarious. Because there's actually one line that's, like, all in the same pitch.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then just, like, stuff like that is incredible to me. Like, you just have time to do that. Who has time to do that?
Well, I think that is actually fairly easy. Because all you have to do is write down the time code for each word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so every time they say a word, write down the time code. Then take all of the, like, just copy and paste the lyrics. Write down the time code for every word while you're watching the video. And then put all of the lyrics into just one row of words, like somebody once told me.
I think,
you know,
somebody's
like,
one word. But
somebody. It is somebody. Yeah. Somebody once
told
me. That's the only reason I think it's two words. But and then you alphabetically order it, and then you just go.
Oh no,
the
I'm not
code.
Saying it'd be like horribly difficult. I'm just saying it's time consuming. It's got to be tedious. Like even though it's not difficult, I'm sure anyone could do it. Like with rudimentary knowledge of video editing software, but who wants to?
Yeah, right. Doesn't the what's the most impressive? Oh, there is a new this guy. Now this is
God.
The sort of hysteria resultant of meme. Culture. I hate saying that, by the way. It just feels weird coming out.
Like, that's... It's a part
I
of
hate...
Culture,
no, but I hate that, like, in the 80s, I could have been like... Or, like, the 50s and 40s, it'd be like, oh, he's a jazz hound. Now I have to say, oh, he's a meme lord. Like, I hate it. It's disgusting. that's
no
the equivalent. meme lord is a thing. I will look up meme lord right now.
Don't.
Meme
Is that the word
lord.
Of the day today?
The word of the day is meme lord. Urban Dictionary, meme lord. Top definition. It's got 200 upvotes. Individual shows a strong passion for memes. One who dictates or creates memes. Someone obsessed with memes. An alternate term for... I'm not going to read that. But that is a thing. But there's a... This is the guy I'm talking about. This is the direct result of living in this sort of absurd internet universe. This guy counted to 100,000. Have you seen this guy?
No.
He counted to 100,000 on a video. It took him about 10 hours. And then he read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica. The entire thing. It's huge. It's got to be like at least 8 inches thick, maybe a foot thick. It's massive. He read the whole thing, took him 24 hours, one go. Got up for, like, pee breaks, and that's it.
That's ridiculous.
That's just for the lulls. That's it.
Why?
Right?
Who does that?
Yeah, and that's the sort of he wasted. Collectively, he does like challenges, like challenges of mental endurance, and he's like on his way to count to a million, like 100 to 200,000, 200 to 300,000, all the way to a million. Right.
Yeah.
Out of his mind.
No.
There's so much time wasted in his life.
That's depressing.
That is really depressing. And, you know, that's not even the worst of it. There are some... What did I watch the other day? I watched a mashup of Harrison Ford's Air Force One, I believe the name of the movie is, and Star Wars. And the editing on this video, it was basically the scene from Air Force One where Harrison Ford grabs the guy and says, "Get off my plane,"
and throws him off.
And then CGI of Jar Jar Binks sitting on the Millennium Falcon, and they mix them together. It looked like it must have taken years for... It was, like, beautifully done for a minute, 20-second video. Like, think of all the life wasted on this stupid stuff now.
Yeah. In a similar vein, when you were talking about Harrison Ford and throwing the guy off, I immediately thought to the United Airlines thing we were talking about the other day. Right?
I was so mad. I thought I'd be the first to do it, but I literally 10 minutes after that escapade, someone took it.
Oh no. It's insane how fast people can think of things like this. It's ridiculous.
That would have been good. Like, I wanted a little credit for... I was just going to caption it, like, you know, United Airlines training video or something, and then just throw it on the internet.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
It's literally no effort content.
That's also what I hate.
Ooh, we're getting, like, new songs in here.
Think about, like, 2006. Let's go back to 2006 YouTube. These videos were... They were unique, and just, like, they took a lot of time. Like, do you remember the, I think it was called, like, Daft Punk Girls? And it was, like, two girls in bikinis with the Daft Punk helmets on, and they were doing this dance to what's the name of the song? Harder, Faster, Stronger,
Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger?
They were doing a dance, and they had the words written all over, like, the underside of their arms, on their legs,
yeah,
and
whatever.
And they, like, did this dance. It was really cool. And you don't have stuff like that anymore. Like, no solid quality.
Oh, yeah, no. Instead, I watched a video about the Big Bang Theory, but every single laugh track announcement is instead replaced by loud screaming. That's the kind of content I'm looking for. Also, that was a horrible video because it was such that even if you had it in the lowest volume possible, it was like screeching. Yeah.
There's similar to that, I was watching something the other day. It was a inappropriate laugh track.
Oh, I love those.
Combined with To Catch a Predator.
Oh.
And it fit uncomfortably well.
Oh, no.
It was like,
it's
perfectly
the
timed.
Valley.
Oh, it's weird.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. We currently, on a different subject, we are now...
I was about to say.
Because I want to steer clear of To Catch a Predator. That can go in a lot of weird directions.
Or memes in general.
A lot of weird directions, or a lot of weird...
Shut up.
All
right, so music again?
No, I'm kidding. But
we don't play music on this show.
We're coming up to... This is our... Next show is going to be our second to last. So we've got 2 weeks left, two more shows left. Semester is quickly coming to a close. Summer plans, you got any?
Well, if I get the internship I interviewed for today, that'll be nice.
Oh, you, today?
Yeah.
Over the phone?
Humble brag. yeah, I had a phone interview with a smaller bank chain that does a lot of commercial lending. I would be doing data analysis for them, so that's cool.
Very cool.
How about you?
Julian will be working for Raytheon and subsidizing the production of Tomahawk missiles. Thank you, Julian.
Wow, that's pretty sick.
No, Raytheon is the company that made the Tomahawk missiles. They are the manufacturers of Tomahawk missiles that were recently launched into Syria.
Oh, thanks, Julian.
And their stock price went up. So thanks, Julian.
Raytheon sounds like
An evil
elder
robot
dragon.
Oh yeah, I was. Right? That sounds more like.
I mean, Raytheon definitely sounds like some sort of reptilian or like, I don't know. It just sounds very like scaly to me.
Could be.
It does.
Scaly. You don't really know what it is.
It could just be like a big eel or something. I don't know. It just sounds scaly.
Yeah, I could see it as a Godzilla character.
All right, how about you?
Me? What am I doing with this?
Yeah, summer? Summer plans.
Oh, 3.5 months of nothing.
Really?
No. I'm doing, humble brag. I'm doing Excel research.
Oh!
Here at Lafayette. Okay. Now, like,
that was an actual cough. I was trying to be a jerk, and then it backfired on me.
Yeah. I have no idea what that's going to entail, but at least I'm not. At least I'm not working, selling pool skimmers. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
What a way to make a living.
Don't, James. Stop it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Last summer, I sold pool supplies, and I got really familiar with chlorine, so I'm glad I'm not going to be spending.
Yeah, but don't drink that.
No, you know the worst part was, I love the smell of a pool store. You ever walk into, like, a pool store? You know, like, indoor pools?
Yeah,
like,
you get like, that, like, briny smell.
I love that smell. Really? I love the smell of pools.
It's an acquired smell, I think.
I don't know if anyone's ever used that
term. Acquired smell?
Acquired smell.
Well, they just did now.
Do you think there are any other acquired smells? Gasoline, what? Maybe.
Like, maybe.
Like, because certain... I've never really thought about that at all. Wow, that's a good
like
thought.
Like what? Like the idea about an acquired smell?
An acquired smell. I don't think... I know I've had acquired tastes. Like, over time, I've learned to like broccoli and steak, but I don't think I've had any acquired smells.
Maybe like certain meats cooking, or like certain spices with those meats. I don't know.
I think gasoline is a contender. I used to hate the smell of gasoline. I love the smell of gasoline.
It depends. I mean, like, are we talking about like liquid gasoline, or is it like exhaust? Because I can't do exhaust. It just smells.
No,
like,
not
it
exhaust.
It just smells like cancer. Like
at a gas station, you know that smell, that smelly smell.
That smells
smelly. that was good.
We finish each other's sandwiches. Right?
That's what I was going to say. We're just getting lazy now. Just quoting Frozen.
I've also been listening to a lot of that. Do you have a dream role in a musical? Because I have three, and I'm going to say them.
I think the amount of dream roles you have is directly proportional to your vanity.
Yeah, I'm self-centered, so.
Maybe Tevye?
In?
Fiddler?
I've actually never seen Fiddler.
Really?
I just know I don't want to do Fiddler.
Maybe, I don't know if I'd want to be Bialystok or Bloom in The Producers. I feel like I'd have to be Bialystok.
Can I be your Bloom? Because that is my number one dream role right now.
There you go.
Right? Like, I think we could do a good duo. Mm-hmm. I think we could be a good Bialystok and Bloom. That show is so... Oh, it's just so much. I love it. It's such a good show.
I don't think it's necessarily... choreographically difficult, except for Springtime for Hitler.
Yes,
is huge.
That at the end where they do all the, I don't know how you're wherever you saw it did it, but it's, oh my god, it's so over the top. It's huge.
No, I've never seen it live.
Oh really?
No.
Oh, it's seeing it live is an experience.
That could use a resurgence on Broadway.
Guten Tag Hop Hop might be difficult, like lyrically too.
I love how naturally that German flowed out.
Guten Tag, yeah.
Guten Tag Hop Hop.
The German songs are maybe a bit different, but I mean they're a lot different. They're not in English. But regardless, so that's one of my dream roles, my top dream role. I also kind of want to be Hans in Frozen. I know I'm never gonna do Frozen ever, but like I've always wanted to be.
See the bad guy?
You'd be, yeah.
Why would you want to be him?
Because his songs are my pitch range.
It's all about pitch range.
Or. Some of the girls on Marquee Players were telling me that they think I would play a cute Olaf. So I think I could be a good Olaf.
Can you be smiley? He's very smiley.
Hey, sup? No, it's just because I think I have established myself as a character, like person. I am a character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last one is Timon in The Lion King. I think I play a mean Timon, like a good Timon, you know.
Who's Timon?
In The Lion King, Timon?
Yeah. Oh.
He's
okay,
the meerkat.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I need a Pumbaa, though.
I'm not being your Pumbaa.
I don't want you to be my Pumbaa.
I don't think anyone willingly accepts that role. I think you're probably bribed.
Of an overweight, smelly animal?
Yeah, who loses his friends because of
his toots.
Gastrointestinal problems. All right.
They're not problems. That's just how he is. He was born that way, okay?
No, whatever. What are we at?
47.
That's a problem.
What is?
the oh, never mind. Sorry.
I was getting sweaty right there.
No, you know what happened? I opened this tab. This is someone else's show. They ended it quite prematurely, actually. But this is our show. I hope. Yes, it
yeah,
is. It is. Oh, this is Various Breads and Butters.
Oh, very
we
nice.
Should mess with their show.
No,
they would come down with a hammer. God, they're like the...
They would come down with a literal hammer and just... Yeah,
they are the premier on WJRH.
104.9.
I really enjoy Lafayette College Radio.
Eastern Pennsylvania. Yeah. God, we are just getting lazy now.
All right, it is... We are 42 minutes into this show, and it is currently 5:48. I think we got time for two songs. We'll come back, sign off, and start our weekend.
Yeah, I'm down. You can start first, because I don't have a song in mind right now. All right,
just throw me to the wolves. I have no idea what I'd be playing. All right, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to pick my fattest playlist, and that was a weird way to phrase it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's a lot.
We're going to pick my fattest playlist, which is this one, and I'm just going to scroll, and you tell me when to stop.
All right. Stop.
All right. Actually, not sure that's clean. Let's try again.
All right. Stop.
All right, that'll work. This is going to be Sleepless by Flume. We'll play something after that, so stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes, and enjoy.
love is so hard to find. We got it right for a while. Do you get lonely at night? We don't have to go home. We don't have to go. Low lights, cold nights, remember when I call you every now and then. So good that on and off again and on again. Oh, why don't you come over? Baby, be close to me, just like it used to be. Oh, one more night to hold ya. We don't have to call it love, we just need a human touch. Loved how you kiss, and I'm overdue for a fix. Just with the touch of your lips, hey. I want you to come home. I want you to come home. The lights, cold nights, remember when I call you every now and then. So good that on and off again and on again. Baby, I love how it feels when you're holding me. Baby, I love how we love in the in-between. Baby, I love it, I love it.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm still Kevin.
And I'm still James.
And we're coming up to the top of the hour. We only got 4 minutes, so we'll sort of just sign you off here. And we might have time for our word of the day.
Ooh, baby. We do have a gimmick.
Yeah, we do have a gimmick. It happened.
I mean, I don't mind it. I actually said that initially as a joke, like, oh, why don't we do a word of the day? But, like, here we are.
All right. Word of the day is bucolic.
Okay.
I actually read this like an hour ago, and it's
one of my favorite. I hate you.
It's one of my favorite words, though.
I really hate you.
Of or relating to shepherds or herdsmen, relating to or typical of rural life, pleasing or picturesque in natural simplicity. Bucolic.
I feel like you don't get that anymore.
What?
Like that? The bucolic lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything is just so. Hustle and bustle, do this, do that, now.
Well, and we also live in the Northeast, which is the hustle and bustle of hustle and bustle.
That's also fair.
Like, it's crazy how slow and natural and simple things get, even in, like, South Carolina. Like,
Carolina.
Which is not far. But, like, especially...
It's gorgeous down there, actually.
But in, like, the Midwest, it's just quiet, easygoing, and, Yeah, I like that. That's sort of my ideal. I'm like a
I would say Transcendentalist, but then you'll never talk to me again.
Wow.
So I'm not gonna...
Five syllables, oh my god.
But yeah, I appreciate some bucolic every now and then.
How about we get a... What's a can I even think of a five-syllable word off the top of my head real quick? It's not like I'm stupid either, it's just that I don't... I tend to... Because I'm a fast talker, you know. So I tend to use words that are smaller and more concise to get what I'm trying to say across.
Well, that's
whereas
good.
You have your articulation and your dictation and your...
Hey, look, you just use a five-syllable word.
Articulation. There we go. Yeah,
that's not a good thing, though. Sometimes simple, concrete words are the best. More oftentimes.
I don't know. I enjoy listening to you talk. That's just me.
Say that again.
I enjoy listening to you talk.
Thank you.
All right. I always get like, this is a really hot mic right here.
Of course, it's a hot studio. Some hot radio hosts. It is coming up to 5:59. It is top of the hour. James, you want to sign us off?
Yeah, sure. Thank you guys for listening again. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Mocha Gumbo. Signing you guys off is James.
And I'm Kevin. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next Friday, and then only one more Friday after that. But we love you. Enjoy your weekend, and try to keep a bucolic mentality.
I hate you so much.